You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Before I start, okay lang ba? Pray lang tayo. Because this is not just another word I'm gonna preach. This is the word of God. And ako yung accountable kung ano yung marinig nyo sa amin, sa akin ngayon. Is that okay that as we pray, pag-pray nyo rin ako? Okay ba yun? Parang okay, parang ayaw nyo. Okay ba yun? Now let's just pray. Lord, thank you for this day you've given us, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to preach your word. Lord, thank you because you are God in our lives. Lord, I pray that as we listen to your word, may you reveal to us, Lord, the importance of reaching the next generation for you. That it's not yet done, Lord. We have a work to do. Lord, thank you. May you bless the preaching of your word. We honor you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, good afternoon. My name is Matt Obilado and I'm 19 years old. I just look like 25, okay? I'm 19 years old and I got saved when I was in elementary 7 years ago. Okay, 7 years, so 19 minus 7. I was 12 years old when I got saved. And I was reached out by this person. Where's Kay Ryan? Kay Ryan, this person, can you stand up? This person right here is the one who shared to me the gospel. Yeah, 7 years ago. Okay. 7 years ago, I was a student. I was a grade 6 student. And sabi ko, one morning, nakasama ko siya. Akala ko, ahente siya ng CD player. Kasi nangiram ako ng CD player nun eh. Tapos sabi niya, biglang, okay, tinanong niya ako, what's your name? Mayabang ako nun. Matthew Emmanuel Obilado. Sabi niya, oh, okay. Do you know the meaning of your name? Parang ako, na-intimidate ako. Yabang nito ah. Meaning ng name ko. So, alam ko. Sabi ko, Matthew's meaning gift of God and Emmanuel, God with us. Sabi ko, ah, okay. Sabi niya, do you want to know more about the meaning of your name? I was like, what? Wow. And I said, yes. And then after that, okay, come meet me after class. And after that, you know, we've met. I joined this Bible study. Dating tawag pa nun, cell group eh. Imagine. Ngayon, victory group na. So, dati cell group. And then, I joined. Nung pumunta ako doon, I carried a bunch of people with me. So, hindi niya alam, I was the current student council president ng elementary. So, I carried the council with me. So, every week, we've met, ganyan. And then, habang tumatagal, nababawasan po kami. Hanggang sa ako na lang yung natira. And then, he did one-to-one with me. And then, 2 years after, I got baptized. And now, right here in front of you, I'm preaching God's word. So, that's my testimony. And last week, Pastor Mark shared about the next generation, that you have to pass something that's valuable. You have to pass your faith. You don't just give the baton to the next generation. You run with them. Amen? You believe that? You know, Pastor Mark preached about that. And why am I saying this? You know, also part of that is Pastor Mark talked about the history of Victory. You know, 1984, yeah, when Pastor Steve came here, he shared the word to a set of students, and then one of them was Pastor Ferdy, Pastor Junes Cosar, and then Pastor Junes Cosar to Pastor Vincent, to then the one who shared the gospel to Pastor Mark is really Pastor Junes Cosar, and then Pastor Ferdy. And then when Pastor Mark became a pastor, in one of the youth conferences, he was speaking right there, Pastor Dan Monterde was there. So you know Pastor Dan Monterde, the one who leads FNY. Yeah, so I'm saying this because I just want you to see that reaching the next generation is not just any advocacy that we believe. That we believe that reaching the next generation came from the very heart of God. And we're serious about this. That's why I'm preaching right in front of you. Because they believe in me. They believe in my generation. And today, we're going to talk about that. The next generation. So what does it look like? Okay, Matt, what does your generation look like? Now, for me to paint you a picture, let me just give you a few statistics on what's happening in my generation today. Okay lang ba yun? So let me read this. 53 of every 1,000 Filipinas aged 15 to 19 are pregnant. That's an information about teenage pregnancy. You may say, 53 out of 1,000, konti lang pala eh. No. Isipin niyo yung, you know that the population in Philippines are millions, right? And majority of those are women. And count every 1,000, there's 53 young people na are pregnant. Itong ganito karami, mga siguro 1,000 na to, 53 people na nandito, young people, young women are pregnant. Another thing, in 2.4 million child laborers in the Philippines. That's an information about child labor. 2.4 million. And not just that, but the number of street children engaged in hazardous works could be higher. Street children, those people na naglilinis ng kung ano-ano sa kalye, construction, mga bata, yung bilang nila higher than 2.4 million. And you know, you don't need to Google it, you don't need to go to the internet to know what kind of generation we are in. You just have to go out. Okay, you go to the grocery, you go at home, what do you see? Young people disobeying and dishonoring their parents. Young people abusing what they have. Young people using or misusing what they have in their life. Young people, instead of going to school, they cut just because of Dota. Ba, tumawa, okay? So, young people na pag-uwi, ano kaya magandang status sa Facebook? Ano kaya magandang i-tweet? Ano kaya magandang picturean para sa Instagram? You know, we live in that kind of generation. We live in a generation when, you know, the generation now is concerned with less things, less significant things. That's the generation we're reaching out today. And maybe Paul, in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, Paul said it properly, you know? He said it here. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. Next verse. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. Sound familiar, huh? Ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good. Next verse. Treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Paul is saying the generation that you are in is a timid generation. We are living in a timid generation. Now you may say, Matt, bakit timid? Ang yabang nga nila eh. Proud nga eh. Diba? They know everything. They have the latest technology with them. They can do things on their own. Why do you say it's timid? Timid there means fearful. The generation today, they're afraid that when their possessions leave them, they're afraid na wala talaga silang halaga. They're afraid to be known na wala talaga silang kwenta. They're afraid to be alone because there will be, you know, an isolation. Bakit ang daming grupo ngayon na pag sila lang yung kasama, you know, I need to be in this group. I have to put my security in this group kasi I don't want to be alone. Young people who are afraid to be alone. Young people who are afraid to make a difference. Young people who are afraid to say no to peer pressure. They're afraid. And that's the kind of generation we're living in. A timid generation. And you may ask, okay now Matt, now we know that there's a timid generation. What should we do about it? Okay, now we know na, okay, they're abusive, they're proud, mayabang sila. What should we do about it? You know, let me read the scripture in 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. Now, before I read this, I just want to give you a brief background. This was written by Paul. This is the third pastoral letter of Paul. First was 1 Timothy, and then Titus, and then 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy was, he wrote this while being imprisoned in Rome. Nakakulong po siya, in a dungeon. Hindi yung parang jail lang dito sa atin, no. In a dungeon. Mabaho, madilim, walang liwanag, ganun. Mabaho siya. Dungeon, and then it's winter. And then the people around him deserted him. Yung mga kasama niya gumagawa ng mission, yung mga nag-share ng gospel, yung mga nag-preach ng word, iniwanan siya. They all left Paul alone. And then yung mga loyal naman na followers ng mga kasama ni Paul, they were away from Paul. So just imagine, you being alone, you being on your own, it's cold, it's winter, you don't know kung anong mangyari sa'yo. And worst of all, Paul knew that he's gonna die. Alam niya na he's not gonna last. Paul knew na mamatay na siya. Malapit na siyang mamatay. And then having all those in Paul's mind, this is what Paul said to Timothy. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. Pause for a while. Now, if you can read this, Paul is actually telling us, setting us an example, this is not just, okay, para lang mabasa natin. No, Paul was setting an example now, this is how you counter a timid generation. If you want this generation to rise up, this is how you want to do. If you want them to learn from you, this is how you should do it. You know, speaking as a part of the Timothy generation, of the, sorry, older generation, of the seasoned ones, what you should do? Share to the next generation. Remind the next generation. Remind them of what? Remind them of your time. Remind them that they're worth it. Remind us that it's worth living a life for God. Remind us that we can live a life of difference. Remind us that we should not fear anything. We should not fear media. We should not fear our peer pressure. Okay lang yan, kahit ikaw mag-isa. Basta may faith ka kay God. You know, we need people that will remind the next generation of what they are and who they are in God's eyes. And maybe you're saying, okay, Matt, what should we remind you about? Oh, he told us, oh, I remind you. Now, what should we remind you about? It says in the following verses, in the next verse, verse 7, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity. Remind us that we should not afraid anyone or anything. That the fear of God should be above fear of people. Ganito mabuhay ang Kristiyano. Ito yung buhay kapag yung life mo surrendered kay Christ. Remind us that. And remind us of what? But the spirit of power. Remind us that we have the spirit of power. Yeah. What kind of power? Power to make a difference. Power to say no to sin. Power to a changed life. Yes. Remind us that kind of power. Remind us what a powerful life looks like. Ganito yung buhay kapag your life is surrendered to Christ. You show us that kind of love. You show us that kind of life. And next, sabi doon, spirit of love. You know, remind us that it's worth it to wait for true love. It's worth it to wait for purity and holiness. Hello, single people, yung mga Paul namin dito. yung mga Paul na women, yung mga 25 or mga single women, you know what you should do? You should model it to the young women also, that you could be secure in God's love. That you don't need any man to affirm your beauty. When God loves you, you are complete. You don't need any man para maging kompleto ka. No, God made you complete already. And we have to see that from you. They have to see that from you. And young men, I mean, yung mga Paul, we have to see that, you know, it's okay to be gentleman. Hindi corny yung aalalayan mo yung babae. Hindi corny yung papaupoy mo yung babae sa jeep, papaupoy mo yung babae dito. Hindi po corny yun. You have to show it to us na you have to be a role model. You have to tell it to us. You may say na, okay, matututunan mo naman kay Lord yan eh. Pwede mo namang basahin sa Bible yan, matututunan mo yan. And tanong mo yung mga pastors mo. No, yeah. We may learn it from them. But, you know, this generation learned best by example. We learn it when we see it. Pag nakita namin, ganyan pala yung buhay ng pure and holy life. You know, speaking of purity and holiness, I witnessed a wedding last May. May ba? March. March, sorry. March, wedding ni Ate Phoebe and Pastor Danny Encarnacion. I was just there. You know, just the glory of God was there. You know, it was an incredible wedding. And I saw it. Sabi ko, wow, posible pala talaga. Posible pala na you can give your first kiss when the pastor said you may now kiss the bride. Posible pala na you can wait, you can be pure and holy even though you're single. Pwede pala. You know, I remember Sir Balse nung nakikita ko doon, I was just emoting nung wedding ni Ate Phoebe tsaka ni Pastor Dan. And then Sir Balse came to me, oh bro, kamusta? May nakuha ka bang vision? Opo, ang dami, grabe. Pwede pala, kaya. Okay, so really, we have to see it from you. You cannot tell us na, oh, other people can see it. No, if you don't see it, if you don't show it to us, who will? Sino? Yung media? Yung MTV? ABS? Yung mga nakikita namin commercial? No, we learn best from you. And what else? A spirit of self-discipline. Remind us that in exams, we don't just, you know, manguhula ka, mangungopia ka, oh, bahala na, inaral mo naman, binasa mo eh. No, remind us of self-discipline. Remind us that it's possible to be excellent when times of mediocrity comes. Remind us it's possible to be a man of integrity, the man of honesty, in the area of corruption, in the area of business. Even though all the people around you are corrupt, you can be an honest man. Now it's possible. You know, I remember Ricky? There. I would just always ask him, okay, Ricky, kamusta? Ganyan, you know, bro, grabe, ang hirap sa corporate world, ang hirap sa ganto, you know, a lot of things going on, and temptations, ganyan. And he would just tell me, bro, pero it's possible. It's possible. You know, it could mean, oh, posible pala. But no, I saw it from his life. Posible pala na maging honest and man of integrity ka in times of corruption. Kahit marami nagbabribe sa'yo, posibleng mag-say no. You show us that. You show us na it's not about gifts, it's not about talents, it's not about what you cannot do and what you can do. It's about character. It's about your heart towards your work. Na hindi lang to pera-pera, hindi lang to parang kung gano'ng karami yung nasave mo sa bank account mo. No. This is about character. And God molding you. And maybe you're here, first time mo narinig to. Grabe, ang yabang ng batang to. First time ko lang narinig. You know, I just want to ask you a question. You know, why should we invest on you, Matt? Why should we spend money? Why should we show you these things? Why should we model our lives to you? What's in it for us? You know why? Because someday, when you have children, when you have grandson, grandchildren, when they grow up, let me ask you, who will lead them? Isn't it our generation? My generation, 10 years, 20 years from now, will be the future lawyers, future politicians, future businessmen, future engineers, doctors, owners of future schools. Sa amin po manggagaling yun. I'm not just threatening you na, alam niyo yun, parang, okay, so i-disciple namin si kayo kasi nakakatakot eh. No. It's really a cry from God. It's not just parang sinabi lang, okay, ganito yung mangyari. No. I'm telling you kung ano yung pwedeng mangyari because I want to tell you how important it is. That we need someone who will tell us na, alam mo yun, who tell us na, you have what it takes to lead, you have what it takes to make a difference. And you have to be convinced that it's worth investing in the next generation. It's worth it. Investing on the next generation is worth it. You may say, okay, so, Matt, hindi ko pa nakikita. Hindi mo talaga nakikita kasi you're investing. You know, no matter how beautiful I put it this way, you know, I just want to say this, mayabang lang kami. Mukha lang kaming marunong, mukha lang kaming, alam mo yun, ayaw namin pinagsasabihan, or ayaw pag pinagsasabihan kami, nagagalit kami. Mukha lang kaming ganun. But we really need your help. Mukha lang kaming, nagre-rebelde lang kami. Mukha lang kaming, you know, mayabang, alam namin lahat, we have the latest technology. But end of the day, we need your help. Please, I beg you, don't give up on us. Don't, let me repeat it, don't give up on us. Kahit anong mangyari. Paglaban nyo kami. Kasi kung sino, kung hindi nyo kami impartan ng alam nyo, kung hindi nyo kami impartan ng encouragement, ng inspiration, sinong pwede? Yung mga tao dyan sa labas? No. That will be you. Paul. You will be our Paul. You know, I remember whenever I go here, you know Pastor Ed Bacani? One of our the legendary pastor. The one with... ilang taon na ba si Pastor Ed? No, I don't know. 60 plus? So, yun. And whenever he sees me, he would like... You know, just do this to me, you know? Matt, I'm so blessed with your life. I'm so blessed with you, you know? Your life is a testimony to me. And I was like, wow. I'm 19 years old and you're 60 plus. You're telling me that I can still bless you? You're telling me that my life is an inspiration to you? For me, that's something else. That's something else. And you know, Pastor Mark, whenever I see him, always dun sa office, he would just, you know, kamustahin niya ako, Matt, kamusta ka na? Yeah, I'm okay lang po, Pastor Dan. Ay, Pastor Mark, you know, kamusta UST? What do you do in UST? You know, Pastor Mark, I was given an opportunity to lead my class in a devotion. Okay, 40 people, nilead ko sa devotion. Wow, that's good, Matt. You know, I remember during my time, I lead a whole batch. I was like, oh, sorry. Sorry po, Pastor Mark. Yeah, really, we would exchange thoughts on how to reach the next generation. And, you know, Pastor Dan Monterde. You know, I remember when I attended Ignite, I was just worshiping, you know, second night, ganyan. And then I was just worshiping. And then Pastor Dan called me, Matt, liga rito! Okay, so punta ako. And then right there, I was standing with Pastor Carlos, Pastor Joseph, and Pastor Dan. Sabi ni Pastor Joseph sa akin, Matt, can you pray for your generation in front of 6,000 people? I was like, okay, me? And then, you know, bottom line is, I prayed a powerful prayer. God gave me the grace to say the right words and ignite the lives of these people. And then when I went down, I went to Pastor Dan, and then he put his arms around me. Wow. Bro, my generation is soon to be over. My generation is done. Your generation is next. That's what he told me. That's why I'm preaching to you right now. You know, you may say, oh, that's all pastors. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're a pastor or not. If you're a Paul to anyone, to someone, you need to be a Paul to someone. You know, I remember there's may bata sa subdivision namin, nagbabasketball siya, younger than me. Whenever he plays the basketball, people say, oh, wala, panay ka naman poro may, ginaganon siya. And I was like, you don't treat the next generation that way. You tell them, if you have a dream, go with it, catch it, follow it. You can do it. You have what it takes. We need to hear that. We need to see that from you. You know, I also remember when last leaders camp, we went to Laguna, Rizal Recreation. And then we were playing water rugby. Water rugby po, yung dalawang goal sa tubig kayo, tapos dalawang goal yon. And then, ang goal is yung may bola, ita-touchdown mo dun sa kabilang side. So, yun, laro kami, ganyan. And then, when I got the ball, you know what happened? Faster than what was at my back. He was doing this. No, Matt, kaya mo yan, sige! Inaano niya yung mga tao lumalapit sa akin. Ako, tuloy-tuloy lang ako. Yung mga lumalapit sa akin, sinasapak. Ang gano'n ba? May nasapak siya. Yun, talaga. After yung ano, nakaganon na. So, you know, that's the picture of helping the next generation. That's the picture of reaching the next generation. You have to tell us that you're backing us up. Come on, you can do it. Reach your dreams. You can honor God even though you're alone. That's how it is. That's the picture of reaching the next generation. You may say, I'm not yet convinced, Matt. Well, if no one will remind us that there's a true God, who will? Remind us, you have to show us na totoo si Lord. Ito pala yung buhay ng Kristiyano. Grabe, ang sarap pala maging Kristiyano. You have to show it to us. You may be thinking, no, you can learn it from your pastors. No. We learn best from you. If you will invest on our lives. Now, you may be thinking, I'm not yet done. Okay, hindi pa po tapos. Now, let me speak to my generation. Who among you, you're Timothy. You're young. Raise your hand. Parang wala. Naya kayo? Who among you, you're a young person. Let me speak to you now. Now that we know, can you look around? Look around you. The Timothy, the young people. Can you look around you? Those people that you're seeing, they're the pulse of your life. Now that we know that they're convinced to invest in the next generation. Now that we know that they're convinced, okay, sige, lilibre kita ng burger para makilala mo si Lord. Now that they're convinced to invest money on us, on their future, on their grandchildren, let me ask this question to you. What will you do now? As the next generation, what will you do now? You know what we should do? We have to accept that we are next in line. We have to take responsibility. You may be saying, Matt, bata pa ako eh. Sabi sa Bible, do not let anyone look down on you just because you're young. Alam ni Timothy, alam ni Paul that someday you will look down on yourself because you're young. No! You know what? When I got saved when I was 12 years old, at the age of 13, I was already preaching the gospel to my classmates. I'm not saying this, oh, ikaw na. No, I'm just saying this, as young as you are, you can experience the grace and the power of God in your life. That's what I'm saying. And you know, nakita ako ng teacher ko, "Hoy, Matt, you did a good job. Okay, so gawin mo." You know what she did? She requested me to share to lead a devotion every morning in different classes. 4 classes 'yon. Every day, iba-iba ako ng pinupuntahan. I led the devotion to them. Don't dare say na you're too young. Don't dare say that you're too young. Eh, Matt, konti lang kami. Ako nga lang mag-isang Kristiyano sa classroom eh. Ako nga lang yung, pagka nag-exam, sila nagkokopyahan ako, nandito pa rin. E di mag-disciple ka. Para dumami kayo. Ini-insult mo ba yung power ni God by not discipling others? Don't limit God's power in your life. You have so much power in you, you don't just realize it. What should we know? 2 Timothy verse 1, chapter 1 verse 7. A spirit of power. A spirit to be bold. A spirit to preach the gospel. To share it. To know that, oh, you can, pwede ka pa magbago. Hindi pa huli. The power to make a difference. The power to say no to any ungodliness. That's the kind of power, young people, that we have. Yeah. A power of love. Na it's possible to be, you know, pure and holy before marriage. It's possible to live a righteous life. Kahit tinitempo na, oh, sige, ligaw mo na yan. No, I'm waiting for God's best. If you're a young woman, you don't put your security on makeup. You don't put your security on the people you have. You put your security in God. Yeah. It's not, your security is not dependent on how beautiful you are. How beautiful people say you are. Your security isn't based on the finished work of Christ. A power of, a life of self-discipline. You know, it's possible to live a life of integrity. Even though people around you are compromising. It's possible to be disciplined during classes, during exams, in your work, whatever you do. It's not about character. It's not about gifts, not about talents. It's about your character. What are you doing? You want to be an engineer? What are you doing right now? Gusto mo maging doktor 10 years from now? Anong ginagawa mo ngayon? Are you disciplined? Do you have sound judgment? Sound judgment is just wisdom, you know? Mamimili ka, Dota o exam? Siyempre, Dota. Deloko lang. Okay. Siyempre, exam, di ba? Self-discipline eh. Alam mo yung gagawin mo eh. Yung may say na, okay, so, I get it. You know, spirit of love. Okay, spirit of power. Intindihan ko yun. Love the unlovable. Love the lost. Okay, be disciplined. Be excellent in your exams. Intindihan ko yun. Pero yung power to preach gospel, power to share the word, power to lead the devotion, power to, you know, share Jesus to a lost, parang hindi yata akin yun. Iba yung direction ko. It's just for you, for the kind of people na active sa church, na Kristiyano, na full-time Christian, na pastor, ganyan. Para sa inyo lang yun. I have a different ambition in my life. You wanna be an engineer? You wanna be an engineer? What will you do? Build buildings? Establish foundations? Guess what? God is calling you to establish the foundations of people. God is calling you not just to build concrete walls, pero God is calling you to build the lives of people. You're not just an engineer of people. You're not an engineer of God. He will use you as a mentor of many people. Now, this is how you should build your faith in God. That's how God will use you. You want to be a doctor and save lives? Okay, yun. You want to heal diseases? You want to do operation? Guess what? God will use you to tell your patients that there's no amount of medication, no amount of operation can ever save their lives. Only on the finished work of Christ. That's the true salvation. You want to be, what, a businessman? Gusto mo maging businessman? Magpakayaman ka? Guess what? God will use you as a businessman and you will finance the advancement of God's kingdom. You will support people financially. Oh, we need a building. Okay, sige, ganito, ganito. You know, when you go to heaven, when we meet God in heaven, people just come to you. Ay, masamang salamat po sa ginawa nyo. And, okay, hindi kita sinara ng word. Hindi po, dahil po nag-finance po kayo, may sinuport po kayong gantong tao, siya po yung nag-share ng word sa akin, nakarating siya. I got saved. That's how it is. You want to be a teacher and educate minds? You want to add knowledge to their minds? Guess what? God will use you to change the hearts of these people. You will impact their lives in such a way that their whole classroom will be transformed. That's how it is. God will use you great and mightily. You want to be a newscaster and deliver news? You want to be Corina Sanchez? You want to be like that? Guess what? God will use you to bring the good news to the places where He's not yet known. He will use you to deliver good news. Whether you like it or not, God will use you. And it's your decision. No, I want to live my own life. You want to live your own life? Do you know that apart from God, there's no life? Maybe you're saying, Matt, I want to experience this. As young as I am, gusto pa ma-experience yung mga bagay na to. You know, I got saved when I was 12 years old. And I was thinking, oh Lord, paano to? Wala akong pwedeng testimony i-share. You know what God told me? Matt, I spared you from those. I spared you from smoking. I spared you from this. I spared you from that. You know why God wants to use you as young as you are? Because He wants to use all of your years. He wants you to experience the best life possible. Jesus Christ said in Himself, I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. Young people, the plan of Jesus Christ in our lives is life to the full. So if you're living in mediocrity, hindi yan galing kay Lord. You have to cry out, Lord, kala ko ba life to the full? Come on, you follow Christ. You make a difference in your class. You don't just say, hindi, pagpipray ko na lang, no. That's not it. I know we're called to pray, but I also believe that we're called to do something great. You believe that? Let me just close with this. You know, maybe, Matt, fire into flame. Okay, so remind us. I just want to tell you this. Faith in Jesus is not, you know, hindi yan depende sa kung anong blessing yung na-receive mo. Hindi yan depende kung anong meron ka, kung gano'ng kalaki yung amount ng pera mo, kung gano'ng kalaki yung bahay mo, kung gano'ng karaming possession mo. No. The reward of faith in Jesus is being one with Jesus someday. Jesus Christ is the main reward. It's not blessings. The Bible says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you follow God, as young as you are, guess what? Hahabulin ka ng blessing. Sasampalin ka. Ganun karami. Naglalakad ka lang, may blessing pala yun. Ganun katindi yun. Yung may bilating nakakatawa. Pero it's true. Have you? Na-observe niyo ba? Pag ino-obey niyo si Lord, blessings are just overflowing to you. That's why young people, I'm telling you, follow Christ. Make a difference in your class. Don't ever dare underestimate the power of God in your life. And I just want to close with this point. If there's something that I want to leave with you tonight, it is this. Together, like Paul and Timothy, let's reach the next generation for Jesus. You believe that?
Yep.
Let's give God praise. Can I just pray for you? Okay lang ba? Pag-pray ko lang kayo, Lord. Let's just pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the lives of these people. Lord, I pray that whatever they're going through today, Lord, you remind them out of their busy schedule, out of whatever priorities they have. Lord, remind them that they have to invest in the next generation. Lord, thank you, Father. Lord, even pray for the Timothy that they will never look down on themselves. That's because you're young. But they will set an example in speech and love and purity and faith. Lord, thank you, Father. May you be honored. May you be blessed above all else. In Jesus' name, amen.